This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch hamavah. We're continuing in Maseches Ksubos, Daf HaShavua, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We're starting from the Mishnah. He oimeres mukas eitzani. She says that I'm injured by wood. The reason why you say that I was not a basula at the time of Bia is because I was injured by wood before the Kiddushin. Vu oimer, he says, loiki ala drusas ishat. You were violated by a man. You lived with a man. Now, he is a Shema, because he has no idea what caused her lack of basulim. She's a Bari. So this is Bari v'Shema. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Oimrim Nemez. Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer say, she's believed. Bari v'Shema, Bari Adif. She also has some Achezkas Haguf, perhaps. Even though there's no Machloikis regarding when it happened. But Rabbi Gamliel is of the opinion that we accept her word. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Loimi Pia Anu Chaim. Rabbi Yeshua says, we do not live based on what she says. We do not live based on her statement that she is a mukas eitz. Ela harehu zu b'cheskas drusas ish. We assume she was violated. Ad she tavi raya ledvareha. Until she brings a proof to her words. So basically, we have this dispute. He says you were violated. You lived with someone. You're a drusas ish. She says I'm a mukas eitz. The question is, how much money is she claiming, and how much money is he claiming? How much money does she want? How much money does he want to pay, if anything? The Gemara says tanasayu b'mai. What are their respective claims? What does he claim, and what does she claim, and what does he want to give? Rabbi Yochanan amar b'masayim umana. Rabbi Yochanan says she wants 200. By she saying that she's a mukas eitz, she's saying I'm entitled to 200. Umana. And he's saying you're a drusas ish and you're entitled to 100. Clearly Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion a mukas eitz lav tachtav gets 200. And a drusas ish lav tachtav gets 100. Rabbi Elazar Amar b'mana v'loiklam. Rabbi Elazar says 100 and nothing. She says, give me 100, meaning Rabbi Elazar holds a mukas eitz, lav tachtav gets 100, and he says, you're a drusas ish, and you should not get anything. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Masayim Umaneh, Rabbi Yochanan says 200 and 100. Why? Savala Krameir, he holds like Krameir, the Amar Bein Hikar Ba Ovein Lai Hikar Ba Masayim. Rameir is of the opinion of, irrespective of when the mukas eitz happens, she still gets 200. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, she is claiming 200. And Rabbi Lezer Amar b'man of leiklum, he holds like the Rabbanon that hikar ba bein loy hikar ba money. That mukas eitz gets 100. So Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Lezer holds like the Rabbanon. Now, Bishlam Rabbi Lezer, loy kamer Rabbi Yochanan. I understand why Rabbi Lezer didn't say like Rabbi Yochanan de kamukula krabanan, because it's more reasonable to establish the Mishnah in accordance with the rabbis. Ela Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan my time loy amar Rabbi Lezer. Why doesn't he say like Rabbi Elazar? Meaning, Rabbi Lezer did not want to say like Rabbi Yochanan because he wants to establish the Mishnah like the rabbis. But Rabbi Yochanan, why didn't he establish the Mishnah like the rabbis? Why would he establish the Mishnah like Rabbi Meir? El Rabbi Yochanan, my time lo yomer k'Rabbi Lezer. Says the Gemara, kasavar, he holds kansa b'chezkas besula v'nimtzeis be'ula yeshla k'suva mana. Rabbi Yochanan does not hold like Rabbi Lezer. He has to say the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. Why? Because he holds that if you marry a woman, b'chezkas, that she's a basula, and she turns out to be a ba'ula, she gets 100. So if she gets 100, that means he's saying you're entitled to 100. So then she must be saying I'm entitled to more than 100. She must be saying I'm entitled to 200. So that locks Rabbi Yochanan into saying the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir. Hacha, here. Hu kama Ramana, he's saying 100. Vihi kama Ramana, she's saying 100. Ma'ika ben taina didei letaina dida. What's the difference between his taina and her taina? So Rabbi Yochanan would love to say like Rabbi Elazar that the Mishnah is the rabbis, that Mukasitz gets 100. The only thing is he holds Kansa Becheskas Basul. If you marry a woman assuming she's a Basul and she turns out to be a Ba'ula, that you get 200. That you get, 100. So therefore she must be claiming 200. Masha'in Kane, Rabbi Elazar, he holds Kansa Becheskas Basul of an Imsa Ba'ula, you don't get anything. Therefore he could establish the Mishnah like the Rabbanon that Mukaseitz, even by Hillel Hikarba, gets 100. Fine. Bishlama l'Rabbi Elazar. Bishlama according to Rabbi Elazar. Again, he goes like the Rabbanon, that Hikarba v'lo Hikarba by Mukaseitz is 100, and Kansa b'cheska b'sovanim sabula, you get nothing. So we understand why we have two Mishnayos. One by she says Mukas Eitz, and he says Drusas Ish. That's on Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. And one ba on Yud Beis Amid Beis, where he says Ad Shaloi Erastich Vahamekhi Mekhatas. And she says Misher Stani Nanasti. So Chodola Fukim and the Rami Bar Chama. One, the first Mishnah is coming to exclude Rami Bar Chama. She says Misharastani Nanasta, and he says it's a Mekachtos, which means you get nothing. That comes to exclude one that excludes Rami Bar Chama. And one excludes Rabbi Chiya bar Abin. Let's see Rashi. He oy meres misher stani nanasti tano lemisni ba v'haya mekhi mekachtos legamri mashma. He says it's a mekachtos. Ve'ein la klum, that excludes Rabbi Chiya bar Abin, who says kanso b'cheska zunim su'ula, you get a money. So the first Mishnah is saying no, it's a mekachtos, and that when he claims ela ad shloy arastich v'haya mekhi mekachtos, it comes to exclude Rabbi Chiya bar Abin, namely that you get a mana. No, the Mishnah is saying you don't get anything. And the second Mishnah, she says Mukaseitz ani, that comes to exclude Rami Bar Chama, who says by Mukaseitz loy hikarba, you don't get anything. So here we see you do get something. So the first Mishnah excludes Rabbi Chiya bar Abin, and the second Mishnah excludes Rami Bar Chama. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, the second Mishnah clearly excludes Rami Bar Chama, who says you don't get anything, because here we see you get at least 100. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Kansa B'chesku Suvan Insus V'ula, you get 100, it's not excluding Rabbi Chiya bar Abin, it's going with Rabbi Chiya bar Abin. So why do I need the first Mishnah? Ela Rabbi Yochanan Tarti Lomali. Says the Gemara, Chadol Hoidiyacha Koichad Ram Gamliya, V'chadol Hoidiyacha Koichad Rabbi Yeshua. Want to teach the strength of Ram Gamliya, and want to teach the strength of Rabbi Yeshua. Kamaiso Hoidiyacha Koichad Rabbi Yeshua. We need the first Mishnah to teach the strength of Rabbi Yeshua. Why? The Afa Gav the Ikel Meimar Migu. Even though you could say Migu in the first Mishnah. In the Mishnah, she could have said, instead of Misharastani Nanasti, that she's a Mukaseitz, even though there's a Migu, Rabbi Yeshua still says we don't say Bar Bisham Bar Yadav. Basraisa loydiacha kachdan gliel da afagav the lekalam emar migu. In the second case, there's no migu because according to Rabbi Yochanan, she's claiming 200, and even though she's claiming 200, she is neman. And there's no migu. There's no better claim she could have claimed. She still believed mehemna. She's believed. Fine. Now, why didn't the Gemara say that one Mishnah, the Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, is telling you the Kayach Rav Yeshua, that even though there's a Cheskas Hagov, she's not believed. And in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, it's telling you the Kayach Ram Gamliel, that even though there's no Cheskas Hagov, she still believed. On Yud Beis Amud Beis, there's a Cheskas Hagof, because he says it happened before and she says it happened later. So Cheskas Hagof says it happened later. But here they both agree when something happened. They're just arguing whether it was Jusas Ish or Mukas Eitz. So Lechara, there's no Cheskas Hagof here. Okay. Next Mishnah. Ra'uha medaber semechad. If let's say we saw her talking to somebody, talking about a single woman, and we're worried that the guy she was talking to, and we're going to see she was more than talking to him. Either she went into seclusion with him, or she actually had relations with him, and we don't know the nature of the guy because halacha is someone does not have bia with renders her pasul to kahuna. V'amrullah, they said to her, Mativa shalishza, what's the nature of this guy? Says Gemara, Ish Ploini v'kayinu. He's so-and-so, and he's a kayin. Meaning, if you think I did anything wrong with him, he is of good lineage. He won't aser me l'kuhuna. Ram Gamliel of Rabbi Lezer, Oymer Mnemen. So Gamliel of Rabbi Lezer say she's believed. Rabbi Yeshua, Oymer Eloi Mipianu Chaim. Rabbi Yeshua says we don't follow her words. Ela Harehu, Harezu b'cheskas b'ula. She is in a status quo that she had relations. To who? L'nasin, to someone of impure lineage. And a sin is a Kenanim who fooled Yehoshua ben Nun, and they said, we come from a faraway land, and Yeshua converted them, not knowing they were from Canaan. But they render, if they would have lived with a Jewish woman, she would be also l'kuhuna. So we assume she had relations with an asin or a mamzer, ad she'tavi ra'ah l'dvara, until she brings proof that she had relations with a kasher. Next case, Hoysamu Baris, a woman is pregnant. For Amrullah, we said to her, Mativa Shaluberza. What's the character of this embryo? Meaning, who's the father? For Amrullah, Mativa Shaluberza. So she says, Mayish Ploini. He is from so and so, the Kayin, who is a Kayin. Ram Gamliel Rebelezer, Oimrim Nemes. Ram Gamliel Rebelezer say she's believed. Rabbi Yeshua, Imer Loimi Pianu Chayin. Rabbi Yeshua says we don't rely on her. Ela Harezu Becheskas Mubaras Lenasinu Lamamzer. But rather, she's in a status quo that she is pregnant from an asin with an asin or a mamzer. Ad Shetavi Raya Ledvarah. So basically, we have two identical cases. In case one, she was just talking to a guy, but in case two, she's pregnant. And in both cases, one and oh, who is the man she was? In case one, who she was talking to. Case two, who is the person who impregnated her? And the first order of business is, what does it mean she was talking to someone? Big deal. Since when, maybe a woman should not be conversing with a foreign man, but it's not going to make her usher. Says Gemara, my medaberes, so we have machlekes. Ziri amar nistra. Ziri says medaberes, she went into seclusion. Now, even though we didn't see that she had bia, according to Rabbi Yeshua, she's pasul l'kahuna, as we're going to see, because we have to treat lineage with extra special sensitivity, and we're concerned for who she may have had relations with. Ravasi Amar Nivala. Ravasi says, midaberas, that she spoke, it means she had relations. Says Gemara, Bishlama l'ziiri, Bishlama according to ziiri, hainu diktani midaberas. That's why it says, she spoke. Spoke means she was speaking in his ear in privacy and secrecy. It means she went into seclusion. Elo Ravasi Maimedaberes. According to Ravasi, what does it mean she was speaking? She had relations. Why would you say that speaking is relations? Says the Gemara, Lishna Ma'alya, it's a clean language. Instead of saying explicitly that she had relations, it's a clean language. K'dachsiv, like the Pasuk says about a Zoina, Achla Umachsa Pia, she eats and she wipes her mouth. V'amra, and she says, Loi Pa'alti Oven, I did not sin. So what does it mean? She eats, she had relations. She wipes her mouth, she wipes her reproductive parts. But so that's just a clean way of saying it. But it actually means she had relations. Says the Gemara, Bishlam al-Zi'iri, Bishlam according to Zi'iri, that it, she just secluded herself. So I have two cases. One, where we don't have absolute evidence that she had relations. Hani diktoni tarti, midaberes, umeuberes. One case she spoke, one case she's pregnant. And we have the case where she spoke to teach me the chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua, that we assume the worst, that she had relations with someone. And the case of pregnancy, where we have the chiddush from Gamliel, that even though we know she for sure had relations because she's pregnant, we still give her the benefit of the doubt. Elo Rabasi, that midaberes is nivala. So what's the difference between the case of where she had relations or where she's pregnant? Tarti lamali. Says the Gemara, chada lahachsherba, one to say that she is kosher. V'chadar l'hachshar b'bita. Maybe you would say only she is kosher because she has a cheskas kashrus. She was born with a presumptive status that she's kosher, so we'll allow that to continue. But regarding the embryo, the child, who was born into doubt, where there's no cheskas kashrus, you would say maybe Gamliel would not say she's believed. So we need two cases, one to imachshar her, one to imachshar the child. Likewise, in Rabbi Yeshua, not only is the child puzzle, but she is. Says the Gemara, this only works out. This is only correct. This would only be possible according to the opinion that the one who machshers her daughter. But according to the Manda, but according to the Manda Amar, that those who are machsher in her puzzle the daughter. You can't say it picked two cases for the kid because there's an opinion that the kid is in fact not kosher. So what difference does it make if she had relations or if she's pregnant? Because regarding the kid, there's an opinion that the kid is taka, not kosher. Says the Gemara, Rav Asi holds like the opinion that if you say she is kosher, the child is kosher. Amar le Rav Papa la Abaye. Rav Papa says to Abaye, Lezi'iri da Amar, my medaberes nistara. According to Zi'iri, who says, what does medaberes mean? She went into seclusion. And Rav Yeshua says, loy mehemna. That means the fact that she merely went into seclusion means that, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we have to suspect she may have had relations with someone who passes her. But we know that merely going into seclusion is not going to answer someone. Ha'amar Rav, Malkin ala Yichud. We will give rabbinic lashes if someone goes into seclusion. Vein Oisun ala Yichud. We're not going to say to a woman, because he went into seclusion, we're not going to say to a married woman that because you went into seclusion, you're usher to her husband. So how could Zi'iri say Midaberes is Nistara, and thereby now we're going to Aser the woman, but we know we don't Aser a woman based on seclusion. Or we don't Aser a woman to her husband, or to a and why would we Aser the child? Says the Gemara, Lema Delay Krab Yeshua, it would seem like Rav doesn't fit into Rabbi Yeshua. Says Gemara, Filo Tema, Rabbi Yeshua, Rav could fit in the Kuntz Rabbi Yeshua. Mala asu biyuchsin. When it comes to kahuna, we're extra careful. So even though normally we won't aser a woman to her husband based on nistara, but we will aser a woman le kahuna, or we will render a vlad not kosher le kahuna if not kosher le kahuna if she went into seclusion. Okay, that's all we got for this evening. We'll see everybody Bez Hashem tomorrow with Yud Gimel Amud Beis Maseches Ksubos. Thanks everyone for coming. It's been real. Thank you very much. Have a good night. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.